Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a poke and keep it company.
If you're not old, you don't know this.
Oh, God, let me get back in my seat.
Oh. Those were some good moves. You could have been on the commercial.
I know. Thank God I'm not videotaping.
Thank God.
So, remember that? You remember that commercial?
I do not.
You don't?
I do.
I wonder when that was made. That has to be
1972.
No, I'm going to say 80, early 80s.
Well, maybe that's why I don't know it.
I think it's 80. I'm going to say 82.
I was just a glimmer in my mother's eye.
I don't even know about that.
No, it was not. No glimmer.
No. All she cared about was eraser heads and those little gremlins that you twist the pencil and their hair goes all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
We're going retro tonight.
It just says 1970s.
Oh, wow. Look at you, Kate.
I was right.
Wow. Look at you.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. So that was for...
I'm full of knowledge.
Coca-Cola.
Something.
So we... I like the idea of late in the day, we say, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, right before we came here.
So I gave everybody 1 to 8. And we knocked 8. We said no to 8.
No to 8.
No to 8. And we won't say what 8 is. You can come in, and if you come in and ask us, we'll tell you. But
it was a trouble.
Other than that, we probably won't.
It would have been trouble?
It was a trouble move.
It was definitely a problem.
I like the other ones, though, so don't tell the other ones in case we use those.
Well, who knows? We still may do some tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So don't give it away.
3, 4. I like 5 and 6. And you...
Give it away now.
You said 3, 4, and 6, I think. Or no,
7.
Five.
7. 7.
7. 7.
What's that from?
6. Oh, I know what that's from.
What?
That's from Friends.
Yeah, good 7. Job.
6, 7.
1, 2.
6, 7.
No.
6, 7.
Dean doesn't even know what that is.
I don't.
No.
You wouldn't because it's a middle school, high school thing.
It's a new thing.
Yeah,
it's
6, 7.
Thing. Actually, for Halloween at school, I'm being 6 and somebody's being 7.
Nuh-uh.
All the teachers are doing it, yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, thanks.
That's kind of funny. I like that. 6, 7.
We're creative like that.
So you don't know what 6, 7 is?
No, I don't.
It means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing.
It just means...
That's the issue.
Yeah.
It was so annoying. My daughter kept going, 6, 7. I was like, what does that mean?
You know, and there's a new number now, too.
What is the new number?
41.
41? 41? That means
just
no sense.
To piss her off, look back at her and go 3, 4.
To be like, what does that mean? I'll be like, 3, 4. And you do the thing with the hands now.
Yep.
That keeps popping up on my Facebook with South Park doing it. I keep doing 6, 7.
Okay.
Anyway,
stupid.
So I think it's dumb.
But what was your other favorite commercial?
I have a lot of favorite commercials from the past. Ooh. A lot.
Mine are all from the past.
So
I do have a few favorite ones.
Okay. I'm going to do one. I'm going to put them on. Ready? Let me see. So we had that one. You definitely won't know this one.
Me?
No.
All right. Should I guess? Can I figure it out what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah. I think Dean will know it.
I hope Dean knows it.
He should, but it's just from my area, but I actually think that he should know it.
Well, you know, commercials are pretty universal. No,
this was like local.
Okay.
So, let me see.
I feel like my mic's working.
What?
It's quiet.
What was that?
Ethel and the kids on the art museum steps. And, there's another one of those news vans again. Oh, there's Ethel eating one of those soft pretzels. Oh, now we took a ride up to the state capitol for a day, and I got a great shot of that news van again. Oh, now here we are going to Atlantic City.
This is nobody covers the Delaware Valley like Action News.
Action News, Channel 6, Action News. There's
that news van again.
That's what it was for? Action News?
It was for Action News, yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it was for Action News.
Huh.
Yep.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
All right, listen up.
No.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. You know what just popped up?
What?
All right, hold on.
6-7?
No. All right, hold on. I'll play it because I think this is hilarious.
I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city. So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me?
I don't have to play the whole thing, but this is so funny. Let's take roll. Aaron.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
No Jay Quellen.
No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay. So that's how it's going to be. Y'all want to play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake.
Balake.
Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
that was funny. But this is, I like this one.
This commercial?
This commercial one. Yeah, Kirst. Let's see if you can remember it. I think we've already played it, but this is a good one. You said you don't remember this one, but I know Dean and I do.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Clara Peller.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody.
So basically,
you want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Stole their slogan. We have the beef.
Is a big
no,
or maybe
this,
they
no.
say we have the meat.
Yeah.
We have the meat. Yeah,
and then, but it sounds like beef.
That old lady's name was Clara Peller.
Clara Peller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, home of the big bun.
I loved the commercial where they were like texting, and they're like, I forget how, and then they say, who do you text? I don't know, IDK, my BFF Jill.
Oh my God, what's this?
Do you remember that one?
No.
Dean?
No.
It's from like the 2000s.
Yeah, but.
IDK, my BFF Jill? No.
It's a four.
AT&T.
DK?
Forget it. I'm alone on this one.
No, you're not. Maybe
she's making stuff up.
I'm not making it up. You've never heard that. IDK, my BFF Jill. There have to... People out there know.
Sounds great, though.
They
know. Bethan! WU.
Your cell phone bill is what's up. All this texting.
Come on.
OMG, INBD.
It is a big deal. Who are you texting 50 times a day?
IDK, my BFF Jill.
Come on.
Tell your BFF, Jill, that I'm taking away your phone.
TISNF.
Me paying this bill, that's what's the SNF.
Now too much texting is NBD.
Okay. Singular brain. I do remember that one.
Thank you.
I do remember that one. Okay. But
whatever.
I don't think I can remember any of it.
Whatever.
Though. That was a good... I remember
no,
that one.
No, it wasn't a good one.
No, it was a good one. I like that one.
Go ahead. Give me another one.
Oh, you might... Okay. You might know this one.
Okay.
Jean just showed me this.
Was I born?
No. The old people will like this.
It sounds great so far.
What's this stuff?
Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything.
He likes it.
Hey, Mikey.
When you bring life home, don't tell the
everybody
kids
knows that.
Yeah, no, I don't know that, but them. I'm actually pretty impressed at how the two of you just did the entire commercial.
So that's what sticks in our head.
Yeah, that's just one that comes
back. Yeah, but
back.
You can't remember what you did yesterday.
Okay, but I can remember things from the past, like with no problem. I could remember things. I remember my best friend's phone number when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I remember stuff like that, but I can't remember things from today.
I can.
Who the hell are you?
If you put on an old Led Zeppelin song, all the words will come back to me as I'm singing it.
Yeah, because it sticks with you.
Yep, because we used to get drunk and listen to Led Zeppelin.
Well, then there you go, folks.
Drunk and listen to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So if you something you really need to learn,
the traffic.
Like, I can't read
the
that
boss.
Okay.
So if there's something you really need to learn,
you sing a song.
You get really drunk, and you. Play it over and over and over.
That's a good idea.
That's a good message. I should tell the kids that at school before their tests.
That's how I got
get
through college.
Get drunk and you'll remember.
There
that's
you go.
How I got through college.
Well, me too, but.
Oh, really?
Here's a good one, but you can't really play
it. I got through boot camp.
You can't really play it. Remember him?
No. That's what, Dean, that kind of looks like you.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not like a song or anything like that.
No, I don't think there
is a song. So it's not a commercial.
How about this one?
It is a commercial.
How about this one? You'll remember this one.
The traffic.
I can't read
the boss. The baby.
Can you guess?
The dog. That does it. Calgon, take me away.
Lose your care.
Calgon, take me away.
Calgon bath. Calgon softens the water to leave skin feeling silky smooth as it lifts your
but it took her away.
A soft, luxurious, fragrant world of.
And she's in the bathtub.
I love it.
Pamper yourself with a Calgon bath. Lose yourself in luxury.
That was my first ding of the night.
Wow. That was replaced by cannabis.
Cannabis, take me away.
Yeah, now you don't even have to take a bath anymore.
You just smoke it so you people don't even know you stink?
Cannabis, take me away.
Oh.
Who rang the bell last week when I wasn't here?
I don't want to say the words.
We free-ranged, man.
Yeah. It was people actually got okay. So people actually let me know that they fast forwarded through our shit.
No,
yeah,
I
did.
Love
they
that.
They fast forwarded it.
Thank
Doug,
you,
Doug
fans.
Fast forwarded it. He's like you talk too much shit on Phillies and Eagles. So
see, nobody wanted to listen to you boys.
Nobody wanted to. So
no.
We care. We were
and you were all excited because I wasn't here
we were drinking and bitching. Who cares?
And we actually said it. You know, where it was Bachelor's night, and we can just do what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Bachelor night's over, boys.
It is. She's home.
Shh.
I'm back.
Hurry, move on, Mike. Jesus
okay,
Christ.
So let's see if you remember. I know people that listen to this know this one.
Am I going to know it?
No.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband. So
could you get away
shot.
With this now?
Here's his
nope.
ancient Chinese secret.
No.
Calgon. Calgon's two water softeners soften wash water so detergents clean better.
Wait, didn't Calgon just take
water,
her away?
Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
Now Calgon's
cleaner.
Doing wash?
We need more Calgon.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Calgon helps
what
detergents
is Calgon?
Get laundry up to 30%
it's laundry
cleaner.
Detergent in this, but I guess stuff for a bath, like soap.
Well, maybe it's to wash you and your clothes.
You could just jump in.
A two for one. So easy a caveman could do it.
Oh, that's another good one.
That's a good one.
And he
one.
Gets so pissed off.
He's so mad.
He's so angry.
So mad. And he's like riding on the thing at the airport.
Oh, yeah. That's the newer that, like, ones. Yeah. I remember that.
Yep. That's one I remember.
Okay. Here's another good one.
Pick up good yards on the play.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. So, but you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True.
What's up?
This is us.
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's that? What's that?
You do.
Yo, where's Dookie?
Me?
Yo, Dookie.
Yeah, that's me right there.
What's
that? Yo.
Look how low voice you.
What's that?
Hold on. Hello?
So what's up, B?
So what's up?
That is so dumb.
You don't remember this?
No, I actually do remember that now.
That was
now that I saw their faces, I did remember.
True.
That's a good one.
I wouldn't have remembered this without looking at it. Do you remember the Cootie Queen lint liquor?
Oh my. I don't know if that's what rating that is.
The Cootie Queen lint liquor from Orbit Gum. Look, when I show you the girl's face, now you're going to remember.
No, I don't remember.
What? Dean.
Cootie Queen.
Cootie Queen lint liquor.
It pops up when I say that. Cootie Queen lint liquor. Here we go.
Junior high, I think.
Cootie Queen lint liquor.
You son of a biscuit-eating bulldog.
What the French toast?
Did you think I wouldn't find out about your little doo-doo head cootie queen?
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
Kill you, kumquat!
You're overreacting.
No, Bill, overreacting was when I put your convertible into a wood chipper. Stinky McStink face! Fabulous!
Orbit Gum.
Another dirty
yes.
I remember that. Okay.
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
What? What is it?
A lint liquor. Cootie Queen.
Cootie Queen lint liquor. What was the one you just showed me?
Dean, I'm going to start calling you that. A Cootie Queen and Mike is the lint liquor.
My lint liquor days are done.
All right, let's see. Oh, boy.
Do you ever have a day when beer just really tastes good?
That's today.
So my question is this. Does beer think of me when I'm gone?
I think that the beer here does.
I'd like to think it does.
Because the beer here, it gets a little sad.
Yeah, yeah.
It does.
And
it,
you're not here. The taps, they have like a little droop to them.
Like I wonder if
they're just down.
I wonder where Dean is right now.
Dean. Where can you get a good beer like that?
What's that place called? Adler Brewing.
The Adler one Brewing. On 2210 Hampton Boulevard?
Hell yeah.
Muhlenberg.
Wow. I heard they have like an all-star bartender.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, his name's Mike.
I heard the other bartender has 4 out of 5 star rating.
What are you, an owl?
Who?
What are you, a freaking owl?
What's that from?
That?
Yeah.
What are you, a freaking owl?
Who? When they go, who? Who? And she's like, what are you, a freaking owl?
Yeah, well, you said it just like her.
What movie?
That would be Wolf on Wall Street.
Good job. Did you know?
No.
You didn't know.
What are you, a freaking owl?
No.
She added that. You know, she added that. That wasn't in the script.
She's good like that.
She is good. She was good in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's I like mommy. Her in Suicide Squad. What'd she say?
Daddy.
No, she said, and mommy's going to be wearing a whole lot of short skirts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did say that. Yeah.
Maybe you should watch a movie every now and then.
He doesn't like movies. I don't know why.
He's not really into movies. I don't know.
Doesn't hold his attention. Margot Robbie should hold your attention, though.
She does. She holds my attention.
If I want to sit down and watch a movie, I'm pulling out Animal House.
Yeah, but okay, so nowadays, girls-wise, like you're watching a movie, right? There's got to be an actress nowadays that you find attractive that would get your attention and it would stick in your ADHD.
Jennifer Aniston. Margot Robbie. I know. You guys said she has lint toes or whatever.
No. I think she has coffee breath and she stinks.
Yeah.
I think that's why she doesn't keep a man.
Margot Robbie, though, she's high up there.
Margot Robbie is high up there, but she is also, she's not my number one. My number one of all time was always Kate Beckinsale. Tiny.
You know what?
But now she's got this raspy voice, like, not raspy, like, nice raspy, because her voice is a la Marlboro Lights, I think. That's where
apparently mine is raspy because somebody was calling me scratchy voice.
Scratchy voice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody called me scratchy voice bartender.
Yeah.
You have that 20-year smoker.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like nails on a chalkboard, apparently.
No, it's not nails on a chalkboard. The guy was, he just wasn't very, you know.
No, he was really nice, but he kept calling me scratchy voice. Right.
So mine is Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, I love her. Yeah.
I like Sofia Vergara. I just think she's a lot.
She is a lot.
She's a lot. Like, she I just think lot. She's a lot of about me, me, me.
You don't know that.
I think she is.
You don't know.
I've seen her, like, on little reels and stuff like that.
Cameron Diaz, she's a good one.
No.
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 No. That one. No way.
Oh, love her.
She wasn't good in... her first movie was The Mask. That was her very first movie. And she did well in that. But I would have to say I don't find her attractive.
Weird.
Okay. So the new one.
Charlie's Angel she was good in.
The jeans commercial girl, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, really?
She's okay.
Okay, now here's what's weird about her.
That's what's doing it for you?
No. Well, no, here's a weird... But you've seen her. Do you know what she's doing now? She's doing a movie that's about a woman...
Jeans?
A woman fighter.
We already saw that. Hillary Swank.
Okay.
It did it.
I know you guys can't see what's going on, but Mike always... has difficulty with his mic.
You can never keep it up.
Never. It just...
It always goes limp.
Halfway through.
There.
He's twisting it around.
It.
He's moving
it. I wanted to go.
And then in about 5 seconds, it's going to fall right back down.
Well, a little bit.
Limp again.
Yeah. Put a little Viagra in it.
As soon as it goes up, goes right back down.
Wow. Well,
we're gonna call that... Mike Cialis.
Cialis? I don't know about Cialis.
Obviously.
I actually.
What were we talking about?
I actually
Cameron
don't
Diaz.
Know what that means.
It's like Viagra.
Oh, okay. All right. Anywho's.
Okay.
So
on that note,
how about you? What's your story? What guy get your engines roaring?
I don't know. There's like a lot.
Okay. Why don't you just choose one?
I know. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I had to look. I like the Hemsworth brothers, all of them.
You know who she likes? She likes the little guy from Game of Thrones. The dwarf.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
No.
She has dwarf fantasies.
No.
She wants to dominate a dwarf.
I think she likes the guys in Lederhosen.
You know what? They have to wear lederhosen.
Schederhosen.
Ryan Gosling, love.
Girdle. A girdle.
No, it's a dirtle.
A dirtle.
Or a girdle.
It's a dirtle. Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Bradley Cooper's a good guy.
Obviously. The guy.
I think I could have a beer with Bradley Cooper and actually have a good night and hang out with him. I think he'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I agree.
But there's guys I think would totally hate. Like Zach Galifianakis, I think I would hate him. Like I would go hang out with him one night and I would just hate him.
I'd beat on him by the end of the night.
Dave Franco, the Franco brothers. Not bad.
What's his name's brother? What's the brother's name?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just watched the movie This Is the End last night again. I love that movie. That's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Michael B. Jordan, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously. That was a no-brainer. There's just like a whole bunch. I feel like...
You're all over the place.
I am. Now I'm looking.
All right. Well, while you're...
Bradley Cooper. Yourself. I think that's my number one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Michael B. Jordan probably is number two.
I'll get you a napkin to wipe the drool off your mouth.
Okay.
There's a spot on the floor.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I'm the one that cleans anyways. Anywho's. Woohoo.
So, okay, Dean, Cameron Diaz, I do not find her. No. I think she was only good in Charlie's Angels. I didn't even like her in Something About Mary, which was hilarious, too, by the way. But no, I didn't like her in that.
Oh, I loved her in the movie. It was her, and it was the girl, and it was Kate Upton.
Oh, I like her.
And
with the boobs?
With the boobs, and the husband is cheating. And
oh, that's...
He's cheating with Cameron Diaz, and then they find out he's cheating with the young girl, and then they all go on a trip together.
Yeah, I know this one. This was on TV not too long ago. Is it in England?
No, they're...
right,
come
why,
on, what was
why
it?
While you're thinking of it, I have another commercial. Do you know this one?
Hero held him tight. I'll start Folgers to brew. Mountain grown aroma coming through.
Folgers aroma roasted coffee made from mountain grown beans, richly roasted and finely ground for great waking up aroma.
Oh, what that aroma can do, brighter day for me and you.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
That's a good one.
That movie would be called The Other Woman.
The Other Woman, yeah.
Did you know she's 6 feet tall?
Yeah,
6 foot tall?
Yeah. And she quit acting. Her husband, Benji, supports them. Well, I'm sure she's got a lot of money. But
yeah, I don't think she's like scraping pennies.
No, I just find her very unattractive.
Hmm. Interesting.
How about Kate Beckinsale?
Absolutely. Well, 100% Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be my, if I would ever be able to get a hall pass, that would be.
Really?
Oh, Kate Beckinsale? Old Kate Beckinsale, like back in the day, Kate Beckinsale.
Not like Serendipity. Not like this picture.
No, I don't find that one. Like her in Serendipity was really good.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay, she's great.
Here's one that went really bad. Didn't age well at all.
There's a few of them out there.
Pamela Anderson.
She's just not wearing makeup anymore.
I know. She's not trying
good
anymore.
For her.
No, not good for her.
She looks like Tilton. What's her name? Swinton?
Tilda good
Swinton
for her.
Or something? That's what she looks like. I don't
Tilton
know her name.
Swinton?
Yeah, like Swinton girl. Who's like very pale.
What?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No, but good for her. She doesn't want to do it anymore. And you know what? I can't blame her.
Yeah, well.
It's a lot of upkeep.
Well, that's what's going to happen. She's going to be in bed by herself.
Okay.
You don't want to have upkeep? There you go.
It's a lot of upkeep. Yep. Okay, you
guys. She better start
keeping up.
Keeping up with it.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see her like this. Everybody wants to see her as the bathing suit bombshell.
You know, speaking of keeping up, you know who's not doing their nails tonight?
Yeah.
So.
Hold on.
Let it go.
Moving on.
Yeah, I don't even have anything to say.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, it's that easy.
I mean, she's actually involved.
I've given up.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Dean, how was your week? Did you have a good week this week?
Oh, yeah. There was something you wanted to talk about.
No.
Well, that's weird because you were in a great mood earlier.
Yeah. And then you ruined it.
And then
you came in and you didn't allow me and Mike were in a really good mood and then you came in and just like wrecked it.
I just sucked all the fun out of the night.
Sucked all the fun out of the night.
Fun police arrived. We were late. You couldn't get a beer.
Yeah.
So what happened this week, Dean? Tell us.
I got two weird things that happened this week. First of all, did you see that somebody stole $100 million worth of jewels out of the Louvre?
I saw that, and they were construction workers. They acted like they were construction workers.
I don't even know what the Louvre is.
I was there. I was there in France.
The Louvre Museum is in France, and it has all like the old crown jewels from the Parisian kings and queens from like, you know.
And somebody was able to get in and steal.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. They did it first thing in the morning when they opened up. They went in there and they just smashed the shit out of these cases.
Yeah, they pretended they were construction workers going in.
They stole the queen's crown.
And if you have you ever been
there?
Did
they get caught?
Have you ever been there? No.
No. Have I been there if I didn't even know?
No, I was actually looking at Dean.
Oh.
Have you ever been to France?
I would never go to France.
Oh, I would go to France.
France is just overrated. I was there one day, and that's all I needed.
Okay, well, good for you.
So I was in the Louvre. So it's very interesting. When you first walk in, there's different ways to go. So these guys have been scouting it for a long time because you can't just walk in there and be like, oh, I'm going to go over here and steal these jewels.
Seems like they did.
You have to go. You have to go through like mazes of things. Mm-hmm. Like I saw all the famous like, you know, Andromeda and all that stuff there, which was really neat. But
they think
you can't just walk in and be like, I'm going over here. You have to scout it. So I'm sure they're going to catch them eventually.
They think it was an inside job. The problem is they got to catch them real soon because they think what they're going to do is they're going to melt everything down.
Ooh,
oh my God.
Smart.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
But it's smart.
It's brilliant. But
you think about an old golden crown.
That's historical, and it's just like, melting it.
Yeah.
Can I add that I love that we said, like, how was your week? And you're like, well, I got two stories to tell. And I thought it was going to be something impacting you. And
yeah,
then you're like, did you know that the Louvre... But I like that. I appreciated that.
Yeah,
but it made me laugh because It had nothing to do with you.
Do you know what the Louvre is, though? It's that pyramid-looking glass
thing.
No,
I don't know what the Louvre is.
Look it up. You'll know what it is when you see it.
It sounds like the Louvre.
Louvre. Yeah,
you'll see it.
I have to go to the Louvre.
Okay.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Louvre. How would you spell Louvre?
L-O-U-V-R-E.
R?
Louvre. Like Favre. Favre.
Never seen the Louvre.
No. Well, that's British. It's about $800 to go from England
to... really bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
It's not bad. I mean, I didn't hate it.
No, she pulled out a British accent.
Yeah. Can you do a French accent?
Terrible.
No.
No. Okay. Can you say wee wee? Ho ho ho. Ho ho ho.
Wee wee. Wee wee.
I can't. Can't do it. Okay. What's the other thing?
Okay.
Is this going to be about the news or is this going to be about you?
This is a little weird, and I still don't even know why it's important to people, but I did see it in a couple of different places. This week in Iceland was the first time they saw mosquitoes.
What?
What?
They actually spotted mosquitoes. Three mosquitoes landed on a plant in Iceland, and for some reason, it's a really big deal.
I wonder why.
How did you know this?
Doing my research.
Okay.
See, not everybody just walks in here and says, we're going to do a podcast.
I do.
I could. Yeah, you do. I mean, if you say what you want to do or I say what we want to do, you know, we talk about it. And then I just piggyback off of you most times.
If I think about it too much and I come prepared and I come with research.
She's just not the same Peyton when she does that.
I did a lot of research this week and I got a lot of really cool
stuff. You did because you've been texting me all week about it.
Well, that's weird. I didn't get a text.
Well, yeah,
exactly. no, it's just not ready for the show yet. But we got some really cool stuff.
I know. I love the stuff you're talking about, and I'm pretty excited.
I wasn't involved on the text.
We'll have to talk off the air.
Well, okay. Anything that impacted you this week?
The mosquitoes obviously impacted him. That was upsetting.
Yeah, I mean, before we got on air, he's like, I have two crazy things this week that I need to talk to you guys about. And I can honestly say I didn't see that coming.
No. But, I mean, the mosquito thing, I want to look into that. I want to know why it's such a...
And how did they know it was a mosquito?
Yeah, if they'd never seen it before.
Because if a bug that I've never seen before landed on my house, I wouldn't know what it was.
Like a tsetse fly.
There was a farmer in Iceland that said he was freaking out because if there's three, there must be more.
Well, yeah, I mean, wrong.
And I'm trying to...
They made it across the Atlantic to get there.
I'm just trying to understand the impact of three mosquitoes in Iceland.
It sounds like a joke to me.
I wish I could go somewhere with it.
Three mosquitoes.
Three mosquitoes walked... I was just going to say that. They walked into a bar in Iceland.
How about you? Has anything impact you this week, Miss P?
Well, since I didn't do my research... No.
How are the kids?
Yeah, how are the kids?
I don't...
Good. They're very good.
I don't mean to jinx it, but we had a really good day today.
Oh, shit.
I know. So, I mean, that just means tomorrow is going to be god-awful, but...
No, it'll be fine.
No, yeah. Usually, when there's good days, the bad days come. What are you looking at?
There's just lights flashing.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, my God. Maybe it's because I parked in the handicap spot.
Yeah, probably. Oh, they probably called the cops on you.
Yeah. Probably. Did you lock the door?
No, I didn't lock the door, no.
Great. That sounds safe.
Well, one guy will come in. Why do you have the door open? Ugh. I'm not open tonight, sir. We have podcast night. Well, why is the door open?
And he says, so you don't like me.
Yeah. You just don't want me to drink. That's what he says. No, I want you to drink. I just don't want you here on a Wednesday night. You
know, when we're closed.
When we're closed. Oh, you didn't lock the door. Why didn't I anticipate you running through the door on a Wednesday night? You know?
So what happened with your week this week? Anything exciting?
No, I've been busy.
You know,
oh,
we have tomorrow.
Okay. Jesus, Lord.
We have something exciting tomorrow.
What do we have?
Halloween trivia.
Oh, is that tomorrow? Halloween trivia? I think you're right. It is Halloween trivia. No, I think you're right.
Yeah. This is why you should do your research, folks, and fact check. I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow.
And I work on Saturday. That's exciting for everybody involved. the Eagles game on Sunday.
Yeah, they play the stinking Giants. We can't talk about the Eagles because Doug will fast forward through this. Yeah.
I kind of want to go to the game on Sunday, but I'm not. I'm working at Adler Brewing.
Heaven forbid we bore Doug.
Yeah, he was like, he goes, not to be disrespectful, but I fast forward through the whole thing.
He wanted to be respectful, Doug. I love you.
He just short attention.
He wanted, but we did. Oh, we did have a great week last week. We were very busy.
Oh,
it was nonstop till Sunday. Sunday was kind of slow, but I was okay with it. But Wednesday through, we had a party here Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday were all nuts.
Mama was tired.
We had a really busy week. We had karaoke Thursday was it Friday?
Music bingo with the girl was Thursday.
And people loved that. That was a good time. And then karaoke. Friday we had that karaoke and the place was mobbed.
Yeah.
And Saturday night we had Company Car. And they were really good.
They were really good.
They did a lot of original
stuff. And they brought a great crowd.
They
were good.
They had a great crowd. We're going to bring them back. He's coming back in this week to talk a little bit more.
Yeah. And they were all so nice.
They were really nice people. And we had a couple people complain about it. But you know what? I was like, hi, I'm Mike. No, what's your name?
For clarification, they weren't complaining about the music.
No, they were complaining because they had to wait a couple minutes. Yeah. They had to wait a couple minutes for a drink. And the guy's like, God, you walked by me a couple times. I was like, I'm sorry. And it's a busy night and I apologize. I introduced myself and I gave him a drink because I knew he had to wait. So
you guys were busy.
We were very busy.
We were. Dean came in and left. Yeah.
He's like, I'm leaving. It's too busy. You guys, when it's too busy, the regulars don't stay.
No. And
well, thank God, I just got my own mug and tapped my own.
Well, yeah, you were better off that way.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
yeah. It was a rough night. You were sitting right in front of the where we make the drinks and all.
Yeah,
you were just.
I like when they sit down there so then I can talk to them.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, "I feel bad for you." Yeah. He actually felt bad for me for the first time ever. I was like, "Well, you know, I am running ragged."
I feel bad for you all the time.
You do? Why?
Well. Makes sense. But
ding, ding, ding.
Wow, she just pointed right at me.
In important news, Mike, we need matching Halloween costumes.
What do you want to be, six?
No.
I'll be seven. Six, seven. People, people don't sit there because they think it's reserved. Like everything else was busy and they're like, can we sit here? And I go, sure, why not? Yeah, well, because it looks reserved.
We need you could be the bald guy from Austin Powers.
Oh, I'm a good one like that. A rude guy. I could be rude.
No, the bald guy from Austin Powers. And then I could be the mini bald guy.
Are you gonna do that?
My god, I'll be mini me. Mike, come on, that would be so fun.
I have a video of me.
$1 million.
I have a video of me as him. I'll show you later.
Stop.
I do.
And then I'll be the mini me. Come on. I'll wear a bald cap.
Well, I'll do it if you wear a bald cap.
I will. I wore one to school to dress up like a bald teacher one time.
Oh, my God. I got to see that.
I'll show it to you.
Hey, I did something a little weird. So
can't wait to see where this is going.
Peyton.
I ate mosquitoes in Iceland.
Do you know what the name Peyton means?
No, Peyton. But did you look it up?
I did.
I love you so much. It means beautiful and brave.
Oh, wow. It's like an Indian.
Kinda. It means noble.
Really?
Well, yeah. It's kind of brave.
Aw, I'm noble.
How about, did you look me up?
It used to be, we'll get there. All right. Down.
This is so fun. I love that you do your research.
We'll get there, but no.
You should be working, but.
There used to be people from an area, and you know, of course with the language changes and stuff, it's a little different, but there were people from areas called Peyton, which were basically like homesteads that families owned for hundreds of years.
Now, did they spell it P-E-Y?
P-E-I-G-H. I mean, all kinds of ways. But the interesting thing about the name Peyton is it's a gender-neutral name.
Yep, that I know.
Boys and girls.
Yep.
It was the 64th most popular name among girls.
Really? So in all my years of teaching, which is only seven, I have never met another Peyton until last year. There was one girl. This year, there's three. There's
really?
Two girls and a boy.
His name's Peyton?
Yeah.
Does his mother call him Peyton?
I don't think so. Not like my mother.
Does he call his mom Mimi?
Does he call his mom Gigi?
He might. Does he call his mom Robin?
Probably not. How about Batman?
That takes us to Michael.
Oh, I know what that means.
What does it mean?
That of like the Lord.
who is like God.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yes, it
was. It was respectful.
Oh my God.
Due to the fact that,
bow down.
In
bow down, bitches.
Multiple religions, there were archangels named Michael.
That's right. I was going to get that tattoo.
Did you look up your name? Did you look up your name?
I did.
It means.
It's boring.
It means.
Would you say it's boring? It's not boring. I want to know.
It means head of a school.
It's a monk or a dignitary, and it did it. The name, the use of it.
You are the complete changed. Opposite of
it,
a monk.
It turned into somebody who's in charge, like the dean of a school.
Yeah, dean of a school.
Yeah.
Dean. Give me a famous dean's name.
Dean Martin.
Dean Warmer. You look like you're about to dive into a pool. It's just so bad.
I work all day at school.
The color
is pretty much the worst.
Yeah. It's like jaundice. So it's bad. Like cap for okay. somebody with jaundice.
Come on.
That's one of the all-time worst.
It's like so caps. Fluorescent yellow.
Okay.
It just looks like you're wearing an ugly hat.
What is his name? I forgot.
The actual actor?
No, not Mini-Me.
It's Troyer. Vern Troyer was, and he's passed away.
Yeah, but...
Mini-Me was his name.
And then what? The little one was Mini-Me?
Mini-Me and Dr. Evil.
Oh, Dr. Evil. That's what I was trying to think of.
What was his son's name?
Mini-Me.
No, that wasn't his son. His son's name was?
I don't know the name.
Scott.
I don't know who he is.
Scott.
Okay, or I could be the cute girl that wears like the pink fluffy outfit. You know what I'm talking about?
Heather.
In Austin Powers, you know what I'm talking about? But I
is
think
that the one that shoots out of her boobies?
Yes. Mini-Me and Dr. Evil would be, we would go down in history for best bar costumes ever.
Yeah, I think I already have the bolt thing
if
going.
You actually had it rigged up so you could shoot out of your boobies.
Will you be able to shoot out of your boobies? This is not right. We got to change the subject.
Mini-Me.
Okay.
And you can carry me around on your shoulder. Come on.
How about no?
It used to be fun.
Wow. That was a terrible sigh.
Why are you screaming at us?
Because your mic's over there.
She's tired of us.
They can still hear you loud and clear.
Sometimes Peyton can only put up with us for so long.
Yeah, I don't know how she deals with it. It's been over a year for
and
her.
And then she doesn't even try to hide it. She just like...
She pointed at me. She's like, well...
I used to hide it, but yeah. I can't anymore.
She just loses patience and she loses patience.
Oh, I like what you did there. Anybody who hasn't been here in a while, we have lots of new beers for the record. I just thought of that. She poured Dean a new beer. And... We're going to have our new fall menu soon. Well, we already have fall drinks out, and then we're going to have our new fall menu.
Yeah, we're going to do something fun.
My wife liked the boozy cider.
Oh, yeah, everybody finds that boozy cider really good.
Boozy cider.
Yeah, after work, I had a couple.
Love.
I love Miss America.
What did he say? It came through my headphones, but it didn't sound kosher.
Never mind.
No, but it was.
I don't know what he said. Oh, you don't know either?
He said, I don't know if it's from.
That's the first time I've seen him smile like that. That was pretty good. Wow.
I think I know.
So, should I give a teaser on the other stuff I've been doing this week?
Yeah, and then we'll get back into the commercials.
Okay. So, as you know, we
forgot about them.
We did a pretty good show on Prohibition in Berks County in Redding. All right.
Yes.
And the thing is, I'm fascinated by it. I keep finding out more stuff that amazes me, and it's all local here. So I'm finding out about local places that still exist that had relative significance back then. So
you mentioned one before, a bar in Reading that everything went through Prohibition. But do you remember what it was called?
Well, there were a bunch of them, but the one that struck me was that the peanut bar actually opened during...
Oh, no, that's not the one I was thinking
no
of.
No way.
This was one in like, Mount Penn area. Jack's, maybe?
Jack's is a big one, yeah.
So I think Jack's just closed, if I'm not mistaken.
Did it?
I think it just closed.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, they were a big deal there in Prohibition. Anyway, so I've been looking into them, and the interesting thing about it was it kind of led into... kind of all the other stuff that was going on in the crazy 20s and early 30s in Reading.
I would go back to the 20s.
So like Prohibition led into like prostitution and gambling and everything else, and the whole town just changed completely.
I'd definitely be into the gambling.
And the prostitution?
No.
Well, People back then got into gambling and...
And prostitution?
Yeah.
At the same time.
Mm, I bet you. I bet you I walk out of here without chlamydia.
Loser!
So sorry, sir. Well, congratulations, you have the clap.
They make a cream for that now. Anyway.
Yeah, but back then you had to rub like, I don't know.
But anyway, so interesting stuff I'm finding out about that. I can't really talk about it yet because...
It's behind the curtains.
I need to verify some things before...
Okay. How are you going to verify them? Are you going to ask?
I need more research.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll dedicate next episode with ghost stuff and that.
We can try.
It's Halloween.
So that's the other crazy thing with the ghost thing. As you know, we have all seen like some weird activity in this building.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this used to be an Elks Lodge mm-hmm. for a little while. Very hard to find specific information about this particular building. However, Elks Lodges are notorious for having paranormal activity.
Like in general, you mean?
Yes.
Well, because they have such, they're a club and they have such loyal people.
Yes.
And so like the loyal people come back.
They stay.
Well, and one of the things they do, and I won't go into this a whole lot, but they do what they call an 11 o'clock toast. And it's basically a toast that they do to old members that are no longer with them.
We should do that for them here.
And if you read it, a lot of them sound like they're inviting them back at the time to party with them. So like if you were thinking like if you believe in ghosts, this was
spirits.
What they do is spirits. Like a
wow.
Was like an invitation to come back and party with us.
We should do the toast, but we're not inviting them.
No.
They're already here in full
force.
Well,
you know, invite them to have a drink with us. I say listen, I think you guys think I'm weird, but I say goodbye almost every night when I'm here to them.
I don't blame you.
Because I, you know, I thank scared. You for not stabbing me. But I mean, have I told you the story? Did I say it on air about what happened to me here?
Mm-hmm. You did.
About the spirit that I saw?
You did.
Yes.
You probably cut it out of the last episode.
Oh, I had to cut.
Because we went so long.
Yeah, I had to cut a couple things out. We went an hour and a half. I had to cut shit out.
No.
Oh, yeah. It was. We didn't stop.
I wouldn't know that because I didn't listen to it.
No. Wow. That's not nice. So you were on it. But anyway, so I don't know if I can I do you want me to talk about it real quick? Just a real quick story about it?
If it's like if you can do it like a synopsis, spark note it.
I will cliff note this. So here I am. I'm sitting at the bar. It was the end of the night. I'm looking.
We're already starting out long.
I'm looking around and I see an apparition in the background and going from the chit chat room into the bathroom and out. Oh, is that your phone?
Oh,
I'm
my
like, Jesus
God.
Christ. Oh, my God. That's.
That was
oh,
scary.
God.
Dean Holy and God. I looked
oh,
at
boy.
Each other.
Oh, boy. Like, and I was like, uh oh, what is
that
going
was
on?
Creepy.
Wow. I did not like
did
that.
Did you know
one.
The number calling you?
No.
Oh, God.
Maybe you should answer.
I'm coming for you.
That's not funny.
So, anyway, so here I am looking around and I see this apparition. I'm like, oh my God. So I said to the apparition, I know you're here. I see you. Can you come push this piece of paper so I can validate that it's really you? And I was facing, if you haven't been here, I was facing towards the one bathroom. And next thing you know, I felt this weird tingling feeling from my backside, which is the farthest part of my body behind me, go into my body and stay there. It was like a tingling feeling, but a really weird tingling feeling. Like, you know how when you get when your leg falls asleep or your feet fall asleep
yeah.
or something like that? It was like that, but it wasn't uncomfortable, but you felt that feeling. So then I said
so
to
you
this.
You think they were trying to get something?
Well, no, maybe. Maybe they did get something.
You know,
I don't know.
You know that tingling ass feeling.
That's so, what the apparatus yeah. was giving.
The apparition.
Apparition.
Or the apparatus. Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of ghost it was, I guess.
That was shaking
oh,
it too.
Boy. I can't
okay,
wait for
first
people
of all, they don't like to be called whatever.
Spirits. They like to be called spirits,
or
as
ghosts.
Far as they told me.
Okay.
So
not
anyway,
apparatus.
So next thing you know, I said, okay, that's enough, enough. I know you're here. It went through me. And then I said, can you just do me a favor, please, and just push this? And then the feeling came back from the front of my body to the back and didn't stay. It just went back. And I said, okay, you win. I'm done for the night. So that's how I knew that there was something here. That was my first real experience with a
and
spirit
you weren't
here.
Freaked out? Like
no, because I've been affected. I've been
I hear
I've
you.
I've seen them before.
And I get it, but like the day I open here and it's dark and I see my apparatus walking around, listen, I'm not going to be like, can you come over here and just clarify for me?
No, they're not going to bother you. They're not going to hurt you. I swear.
And I believe that.
They swear. They're not like that.
I
know.
But I... No, no.
I wouldn't lie to you.
No, no. I believe you.
And there's nothing but...
I do, but it's...
Your grandfather was here. Remember?
I know.
Grandfather was here. It said, what was his name?
Larry, grandfather.
And I was like, what the...
It only took me 10 minutes to be like, she's like, wait,
that was my grandfather.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is I'm sitting here listening to you talk, and I keep looking back there in the back room because that's where I saw somebody running around.
It's very interesting. But that's where all the everything is back there. So, I mean, I'm standing right now in a 100-year-old bar where I'm standing right now.
What was it before the Elk Lodge?
It used to be a police, something with the police.
But like a really long time ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I've had, from the research I did, it was a Supreme Court judge. And I looked at it, and I was like, it kicked out a name to me. I'm like, okay. And it said counselor. I said, okay. So it's a lawyer. And then it said Supreme. And then it said a name. So
wait,
I looked up.
What do you mean?
On the box we have, it said Supreme. It said Supreme. It said counselor, and it gave a name.
Oh, on the ghost thing.
Yeah. So I actually looked it up, and the year was, I forget the year. This person was born 1920, and it was, what was it? If it was this person, it was a Supreme Court justice that was nominated by Richard Nixon.
So then after you read this, then that's when you went back and looked at what Adler was before the Elk Lodge?
No, I kind of knew that before I got here.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of knew it was like a police thing at one time. And then, forget else what it was. We'll have to do some research on it. But yeah, I definitely need to know what it is.
We're looking for a group to actually come in. And
yeah, we were trying to find somebody. So is there anybody out there that knows a group? We'd be interested.
A legit group.
Yeah, legit. I want to have somebody come in and do it. I mean, I have equipment, but it's not something that I want to do. I want somebody to come on and actually do something here where we can have a day or night of doing the podcast, and they're the ones to say, okay, well, this is what happened here, or this is where we saw. Because people aren't going to be like, oh, that's not legitimate if we say it.
Well, yeah, true.
Maybe if I say it, but maybe not if you say it.
Well, considering I called them an apparatus, yeah, I don't think they're going to take my word for it.
So
but
the appendages.
All right, well,
they don't like to be called appendages either.
So what happened during this appendectomy?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's,
well, I mean, come on, who says that? Just so call them a ghost.
The apostrophe went through me. The appendectomy.
I don't teach it was very spelling, painful. Okay, or words, or...
It was extremely painful, the appendectomy and the apparatus and the apostrophe.
Okay.
The opposer. All right, okay,
give me another commercial.
All right, let's go back to commercial.
So what's up this weekend? What do you got going on?
This weekend here?
Last weekend before Halloween.
We're kind of low-key this weekend.
I don't think we have anything.
Friday and Saturday, we don't have anything.
No, I think it's just a
tomorrow we have Halloween Halloween
trivia
with Jeff George.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah, yep. He brought all those people. You could see it on YouTube. I've been watching, been popping up.
On YouTube?
I sent you, not on, yeah. No, on Reels.
Oh.
On Facebook and shit. I actually sent them to you, a couple of them.
Yep.
So.
I have to see, I have to look.
Yeah.
I have to look. Because
you weren't here.
No. Your girl needs a day off.
Yeah.
Dean, right, back me up on this one.
I don't know. No. The appendages wanted her hair.
Who's going to clean?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
Ship my pants. Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my
pants. Do you
know
this one?
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship yours too.
Ship my pants.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I was like, what?
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
I used to love Kmart.
That's such a great... Oh, we used to... So what do you remember Kmart for?
Blue Light Specials.
Okay, Blue Light Special. And do you remember Kmart for Blue Light Special?
Did you guys have... not the Blue Light Special, but I remember Kmart. Okay. Did you guys have your own? Like, we had one in Shillington.
Well, we're from where I'm from. That's where my parents bought all my clothes, and I was so mad at them.
No, I meant around here. Like, did
there
you?
Right, there was one right out here on Fifth Street.
Huh? Yeah, there's one here on Fifth Street. It just closed not too long ago, and now it's that Restaurant Depot.
Here was the great thing about Blue Light Specials, though. It didn't matter what you were doing, what you were shopping for. The kids were walking around the store. The parents were off shopping and everything. And as soon as they came up and said on the intercom, "Attention, Kmart shoppers, we've got a Blue Light Special." It didn't matter what it was. Everybody was running to see the freaking Blue Light because, hey.
So what is a Blue Light Special?
It was just a random discount or random thing. Something stupid. It's like, hey, maybe I do need new underwear. I don't know.
And then there'd be a blue light at the underwear?
There was actually a blue light that they pushed around the store. And wherever you were in the store, you could see this little flashing blue light.
Wow.
And you would run there to see what was on special because half the time it might sell right out.
And you never knew when it was going to happen or what it was.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
It was a genius idea because they could be selling anything. Whatever's not selling today, hey, make a blue light special.
I'm going to have to ask my mom about that.
Oh, she definitely knows.
Oh, hell yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Robin knows. Don't worry.
Robin knows. Don't worry.
Yeah. If she watched any television. Or if she ever went to Kmart, I mean.
Yeah. Mimi, you loved Kmart.
Oh, she knows all about it.
Oh, yeah.
You should call her up and we should say, do you know what it is?
Who?
Mimi. Oh, my God. That would be so much fun. Do you want to call Mimi?
You know what we should do one night? We should just have a list of people that we're going to call.
She's going to call her right now.
I don't even know. She doesn't even understand what a podcast is.
Okay, just say we're going on the air. Meeting.
When I told her about it one time, she said, well, I didn't hear you on the radio.
Oh, my God, she's actually calling. But you should. Do you want me to turn off your mic so you can talk to her?
No.
Oh, shit, she's going right for it.
You should tell her we're on the radio, though.
She's going to be very confused.
Hello?
Hi, Mimi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm with Mike, and people from work can hear you, but I have a question for you.
I'm not here.
Okay.
Do you know what? Do you remember the Blue Light Special is?
You mean it that you used to have a Kmart?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did you love that?
No, I never bothered with them.
I didn't know what it was, and then we said how we used to go there with you.
Yeah, but I mean, they had those. I know my boss. When I worked at the township, Sharon, she always used to go up there. She'd always say about the Blue Light Special. She'd get something up there. But I didn't shop much at Kmart. I used to go there mainly for my vitamins for my eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And I used to look for Mike for his shorts that he, you know, wore in the summertime for work, for cutting grass and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that was it. But that's where they had the Blue Light Specials at Kmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you too. See you then. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mimi. Thank you for talking.
Oh, anytime.
Right. You're going to be famous, Mimi. You're being recorded.
Oh, my. I'm being recorded. Why?
It's for that thing that you listen to of us on your phone.
What?
Never mind. It was that show that I said that we record that we made you listen to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's so confused.
That was great. I loved it. She jumped right into it, though.
Dean, if I said your name, it was just going to set her over the edge.
No, that was right.
You're going to have to call her later and explain what the hell.
No, it's too long. Because I played it for her on her phone. I said, did you like it? She said, I don't know why I would listen to it. I could just listen to you anytime. And then she wasn't understanding that, one, it wasn't live, and she wasn't talking to us on the phone. And two, we weren't on the radio. And she kept saying, well, I can't see you. I'm like, well, it's not.
Okay, I got another
one. That was
one.
It. That's all I got.
Well, that was great, though. It was perfect. It was like a little impromptu
thing. I didn't know where we were going.
Well, I watched your face a little bit.
I was getting
and
a little
like,
nervous. Yeah.
She took her headphones off
because you don't know what's going to come out of her mouth.
How do I know?
Yeah. Or it could be worse, yeah.
Really?
Well, you've heard her in her prime.
Yeah. I like her. She's really cool. Oh,
she's great. All right. Yeah. Play it.
All right. So another...
Our last one.
No, we can... Almost, yeah. Maybe we'll do one or two more.
Okay.
All right, so you remember this one. Okay, it's a guy walking down a hallway.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
You won't know this
I just
one.
Want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke?
I mean, Joe Green sounds like a dick in this.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Not anymore, because those Cokes are like $25 at the stadium.
What was it, a Coke commercial?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh,
but see, no, he says, take it easy, and he drinks all the Coke, and he goes, hey, kid. And he throws him his jersey.
Aww.
Thanks, Mean Gene. Mean Gene.
That's cute.
Yeah, that was good. I like that commercial. That was on all the time, actually.
Now, that jersey is probably worth about $400.
Yeah. But the kid would never
you
get
don't
back
think
there.
It's worth more than that?
Oh, it might be more than that.
The kid would never get back there.
Can I tell you a commercial that I like, even though it's new?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but I'm not going to reenact it.
Oh, I want you to reenact it.
No, but have you ever seen the commercial where the mom... Well, first of all, I love the ones where it's like, don't turn into your parents. Because it's like so accurate. And then it's like, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your father said he would call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Come on, did you know that one?
Hold on.
It's my favorite.
It's not the one with the ants, is it? You know, like the ants, we have ants. And then it's the ant going in and she looks through the fridge. She goes, expired.
No, expired. But I do expired. Like that one
Did
too.
Did you get my Facebook request?
Thanks, Aunt Mary.
Yes.
Squirrels in attic?
Yeah, you don't have to play it.
I want to.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's for, though. Oh, maybe like an exterminator?
No.
Have you seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's like the squirrels are back in the attic. Your father says it's personal this time. And I only know it because my family always says the squirrels are back in the attic.
Do you notice that's her only good accent is that Bronx thing?
Yeah. She does pretty good though. She's.
I don't do it on the air. I do accents, but I don't do them on the air. That's where I draw the line. You can't find it, can you?
No.
Squirrels are back in the.
I think I got it.
Attic.
Oh yeah, I know this one.
I like it.
He's like a.
Oh yes. He's fighting crime or something.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Mom? Your dad won't call an exterminator.
He's like a 007 and he's fighting people.
It's personal this time.
If you're a mom, you call it the worst time. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance,
okay,
you switch to Geico. It's what
so
you
it was
do.
A Geico
Where
commercial.
Are you? It's very loud.
It's very loud.
There.
Yep.
Are you taking a Zumba class?
Are you taking a Zumba class?
That is true. Moms always call it the worst time.
All right, a couple more here. Check this one out. Remember this one?
It's so easy to use Geico.com. A caveman could do it.
What? Oh, no, not cool.
He was the sound guy.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I love the Geico one.
Yeah.
And the little lizard. He's so cute.
Who?
Geico.
The gecko?
Gecko.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Geico the gecko.
He's like an apparatus.
Upper what?
An upper gastric.
Nothing.
Something.
Upper apparatus.
Oh. Is somebody drinking?
Well, it's a cocktail we don't serve here.
Is somebody drinking?
I made it myself.
Oh. Say it's your gang.
She just helped herself.
She just said, I'm going to have myself a nice little cocktail.
Or have a cocktail.
We don't drink this. We don't.
We don't serve this.
Maybe you should just drink it. Anyway, so that was actually, was there any other commercials that we missed?
I'm sure there were a few.
I think you hit them all.
No, we had some good ones. I thought some good ones. I liked them. All right. Moving on to
wrap
the end.
It up.
So, anyway.
Okay, for our last 3 minutes, you're allowed to talk about the Eagles and how you think the game's going to go this weekend.
Well, I don't think they lose because it's in Philly and they won't lose to.
Should we go? Should we cancel my work shift on Sunday?
Do you not want me to open Sunday?
Oh, well,
we do have to open.
Since you brought it up, we don't have to open and we could bring Adler to the Eagles game.
You want
to
do a
we
podcast?
We could promote our beer, can it up, and go to the Eagles game and promote it out there. Anybody? Mm. Anybody?
Not me.
I don't think I can. Okay. I think I would get in trouble.
Well, on that note.
As long as I would.
Nope, forget about it. Dean?
You forgot what's really important about this weekend. First of all, Brandon Graham is back.
Yeah, BG is back.
Oh, that's right.
BG came back.
I need to go to the game another
I'm going to watch it on TV.
But they needed a defensive end, and he's coming back, and he's healthy.
I don't think he's. Is he going to play?
I think he is. I think he is.
Wow, he's going to play like three.
I don't care. I just want him back. He's a leader. He's a leader. I like it.
No, I'm glad he's back.
But the other thing is, they better make a statement out of this game. That was embarrassing last time they played the Giants. It was embarrassing, and they need to say no, no, no. Our house.
You think they need to say that?
They're going to say no, no, no. Our house. We are the defending champions. This is what it's really.
We are. People seem to forget we are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yep.
We have more Super Bowl championships in this for the last 30 years compared to the Cowboys.
You know we've lost.
But we sure didn't look like it the last time we played the Giants.
We look like the Jets.
We've lost two of our last 24 games.
So you got to look at it like that. And this was the first two losses in a year or 2 years for Jalen Hurts. So.
And the Giants are coming off an all-time historically embarrassing loss.
Oh, they were up by 33 points in the fourth quarter and lost. How do you lose? I mean, how is it possible?
They just got burnt.
It's almost impossible
over and
to lose
and
that game.
Over again, they got burnt. It was terrible.
She has such a scratchy voice.
Okay.
Well, okay. This was fun, and I hope people listen to it. And don't not listen to it. And don't fast forward because we did our best this time.
Don't be like Doug.
Don't be a Doug.
Don't be a Doug.
Oh, God. Hi, Doug.
Doug, I'm just kidding.
Jeff listens. We can't.
Be a Doug.
Make sure you're a Jeff and a
don't
Doug.
Be a Doug.
We hope to see everybody this weekend. So, all right.
Only on Saturday when I'm here.
Mr. Cow.
Yes?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, I don't know. I always end up biting. Ask Mr. Fox, for he's much cleverer than I.
Mr. Fox, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why don't you ask Mr. Turtle, for he's been around a lot longer than I. Me? I bite.
Mr. Turtle. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three, three.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.